Mackey Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Brian Case, the head coach for the South Central Calhoun Titans, as they head into this third round matchup here at Jewell tonight, taking on South Hamilton. And Coach, I was kind of joking with you before the Mackey Motors pregame show here tonight that when the pairings came out and I saw you guys had Dyke New Hartford in the second round, I said, that's a quarterfinal round matchup. I had the same thought process when I saw the round of three matchups released this past Saturday. So two really good football teams going to be playing each other here tonight.
Absolutely. You know, our entire pod all the way through has been brutal. It's been tough. It just continues to get tougher and tougher as you go along. Every team is a quality football team, so we're absolutely going to have our hands full with these guys. You know, the thing about it is we've played these guys over the last 4 years. They know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. It's just a matter of lining up and playing the game the way it's meant to be played, and you know, hopefully the best team comes out on top, and it's just a good football game all around for everybody to watch.
And I tell you what, Brian, you mentioned that you guys have seen these guys before. These are usually slobber knockers. I mean, these are physical football games that have been, I mean, this maybe 1 year, really, really close.
Yeah, and I'll mention that, too. I think back in 2016, we put up 40-some points against these guys and, you know, kind of had a comfortable win that way. But, you know, every other time that we play these guys, it's always a very, very close game. I think it was 14-8 1 year, 20-6 1 year. Usually, it's just really tight and kind of a defensive battle through and through. So we know that we're going to have to be able to take care of the football. We know we're going to have to be able to score when we have opportunities because they're a ball control offense and they're going to try and keep it out of our hands as well. So we've got to make good on all the opportunities that we get on the offensive side of it.
Coach, how much does it help knowing these guys a little bit? I know you haven't seen them for a couple of years, but also the fact that you guys really have a lot of success in winning football games against them. I don't think you've lost any of those games, so you got to have some confidence with that going in.
Well, yes and no, and we have played them the last 4 years. They were actually in our district the last couple of years, and 2 years ago when we went over there, I think we won that game 14-8. We gave up a kickoff return against those guys, and that's what that was their score. We also lost six games due to injury when we went over there the last time 2 years ago. And then last year they scored against us right away in the first quarter, so we got down behind the eight ball there, but I think we came away with a 20-6 victory against them. But it's just going to be a tough ball game. You know, we think that they're going to run their 53 and 4-4 sets against us defensively, but they are just very well schooled. They're a physical football team. They're aggressive. They get after you. They read their keys well. They fly the football well defensively. So they just put a lot of pressure on you that way. And in the secondary, they usually play a one high safety, three deep zone. But those kids back there can all run. They're all athletic and they cover really well. So moving the ball against these guys is going to be a difficult task, but it's one of those tasks that we welcome, and we welcome the challenge.
Where do you feel you can have success against them offensively?
Boy, I don't know. You know, we're gonna run the football the way we run the football with our full house tee sets, and you know, if we think that we can spread them out and have some success that way, then that's what we'll do. So, you know, it's just like any other game, any other year, that we're gonna take what they give us, and you know, hopefully we can be successful that way, either on the ground or through the air.
Coach, this late in the season, does it feel like it's week three of the playoffs, or does it feel like it's still, you know, week one of the playoffs for you guys mentally?
Feels like week one, no question. You know, we normally had that nine-game season in there, and week seven, I think we ended up having a bye this week or this year because the Eagle Grove couldn't play. But it's just one of those things. I mean, right now we feel like we're just entering the playoff stage with everything, and I think that our kids are right now are playing pretty well. There's some times that we've been putting the ball on the ground or shooting ourselves in the foot with missed opportune times with getting penalties and so forth. But, you know, I think that, that right now it feels like the first round of the playoffs, but our kids are gung-ho and they're ready to go.
You brought up turnovers. They do seem to create those defensively, 11 interceptions on the year, a couple of 9 fumble recoveries on the year. So they've created 20 turnovers. Is that a concern?
Well, sure. You know, especially when we put the ball on the ground twice last week and we lost both of those. You know, anytime you get in the playoffs, you got to be able to have ball control. You can't have the turnovers. You got to be able to take the ball away from your opponents. And you just can't shoot yourself in the foot, like what we did last week with some penalties just in key situations. You know, you have to play near-perfect football, and the team that usually does that in the playoffs moves on. So, it's obviously a concern. You know, obviously with the 11 interceptions that they have had, they're getting pressure up front, making the quarterback throw the ball early, and then their defensive backs are in position at the same time. And like I said before, I mean, they come out and they hit you. They fly the football really well. They gang tackle. They rip at the ball. And so they get the turnovers by ripping the ball out as well. So, yeah, our kids are just going to have to play near perfect in order to stay in this ball game with South Hamilton and give ourselves a chance.
Do they blitz much?
Their outside guys usually blitz. It's just one of those things within their 53 or the 4-4 scheme. And even up front, I mean, their defensive ends, just they kind of pin their ears back and they just get after it. And they try to get it out of the quarterback's hands as fast as possible.
You've mentioned how physical of a football team this is a couple of different times, Coach. You guys are physical as well and usually really, really good against the run. That's always been a strength of a Titan defense. You're going to be facing a team that really just wants to run the football. They've thrown 15 passes the entire season. They've got two kids with over 100 carries on the year, another one at 97. They've run for over 2,800 yards. So it's going to be strength against strength the way it sounds when you guys are on defense.
Well, it's our full house tee offense against their wishbone offense. You know, it's basically the same concepts behind it, and you know, we just got to be able to win the first and second down battles and force them into third and long situations. They still will run the football in third and long situations, don't get me wrong, but they can throw the football. You know, 2 years ago, they proved that to us. We didn't think they were going to throw the ball at all, and they came out throwing it all over on us, and they were very successful with it that way. So. Yeah, I mean, I think they've only thrown for 178 yards and through nine games or eight games, whatever it may be, but they can do it, and they can spread things out, and they can throw the football, so we got to be ready for that. They definitely want to play the ground and pound game and then kind of hit you with a play-action pass when you guys fall asleep that way in the secondary. So, we definitely need to win the line of scrimmage battle. And if we can do that, especially in the first and second down, then we'll feel pretty good about where we're at. But if they're going to methodically move the ball against us and just get first down after first down and eventually go down and score, you know, that keeps our offense off the field as well. You know, I'll go back again 2 years ago, I think in the second quarter against these guys, we ended up having the ball in our possession for three plays and went and punted it, and that was it. So they're a ball control offense. We just got to make sure that we can get out the field defensively. And then when we have the opportunity offensively, we got to make good on those opportunities.
Coach, the Thompson kid, a little over 1,200 yards. The Geltich kid, about 900 yards rushing. Both of them, the two kids with 100 or more carries. What's the difference between their styles?
Well, you're looking at a three-headed monster and then a quarterback that's going to keep the ball every now and then on the option and just their belly keeps as well. So they've got four backs back there that can do the damage to you. And you're starting with your fullback, and he's 185 pounds, but he hits it quick. He'll run a fullback ISO, he'll run a power, and he'll run a trap in there. And then the Thompson kid is 210 pounds. He just runs downhill. He's just a tough runner. I think he's 6'3", 210 pounds. And then Gaelic, I mean, he's a four-year starter for him. He started as a freshman at corner. You know, he's not a very big kid. I think he's only 5'6", but he's 160 pounds, but he is lightning quick. He's their speed guy. He's going to get it on the edge. He's going to run their bucks. He's going to run their counters. He's going to run their sweeps and things like that for them. And then when they do want to throw the football, they'll get him out in space, and then they'll get their tight end, who's 6'6", 250, one-on-one matchups as well. So, yeah, they've got a four-headed monster back there within their wishbone scheme, kind of like what we do within our full house scheme. We have four backs that can carry the football. So it's kind of a mirror image of each other, and we just got to be able to, you know, be able to read our keys and control the line of scrimmage. And if we can do that, I think that we'll have some success. If we can't do that, then it'll be a long night for the Titans.
Brian, these are the kind of games, though, and matchups that coaches, I think, dream about and look at. They're fun, right? These are the ones you love preparing for?
Absolutely. You know, every game is a fun game to prepare for, you know. Every night's a great night to play a football game, in my opinion. And we just, you know, we're facing a very, very quality football team and a very well-coached football team. Corey Klemp has done an outstanding job over there throughout the years, and they just play physical football. You know, they don't run a lot of plays out there, but they just know what to do. They know how to execute it, and they play physical, old-style, old-school football. So we have to be ready to go with these guys, but we're obviously looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame. Wish you the best of luck, and I know Nick will look forward to catching up with you live on the air for a postgame interview coming up on Friday night following the game.
That sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. 7-1 on the season. South Hamilton coming in at 8-0. We'll have Nick Brinks, Lance Schultz. That's coming up with their call. Coming up next here on Kick 106.7.